Where in the Bible will I find the Lord's approval for witches and witchcraft? Hello, everyone. I'm Jim Dearman, and for the answer to that question, we go to the Word of God. Witches and witchcraft are exceedingly wicked, the whole tendency of which is to turn people away from the Bible. We do read of some which are spoken of in the Bible, but they are represented as wicked, and they are thoroughly condemned. It was said through Moses, "Thou shalt not suffer a witch to live," Exodus 22, verse 18. Again, "There shall not be found among you anyone that maketh his son or his daughter to pass through the fire, or that useth divination, or an observer of times, or an enchanter, or a witch," Deuteronomy 18, verse 10. God said, "And I will cut off witchcrafts out of thine hand, and thou shalt no more have soothsayers," Micah 5, verse 12. There were witches and such like in the days of the Old Testament, but they were not allowed to live among the Jewish people. In the New Testament, witchcraft is named among the works of the flesh, Galatians 5, verse 20. So there is nothing good said of witches or witchcraft in the Bible. There is a story in 1 Samuel about the witch of Endor raising Samuel from the dead to talk with King Saul. This shows something of what witches claimed to do in those days, but it also shows that the witch of Endor was terribly excited when Samuel appeared at her call. Evidently, nothing of this sort had ever occurred with her before, for this appearance of Samuel was especially permitted by God to show to King Saul his approaching end for his wicked course in life. It was permitted that Samuel should appear and tell him of the death of himself and his sons, which soon came to pass. Now, this case was a special one for a special purpose against King Saul on account of his wicked course. But witches as such have never had the power to do what was done here. We must look to Christ, who has all power in heaven and on earth.